Welcome to Love You Most. We are back with another episode, and in this one we are going to have the little like Q&A chat at the end and also a little book chat at the end and lots of little fun things. So I hope you guys are excited. This episode is all about the secret to loving life again. I feel like this episode is so like perfectly timed for me this week because so many of these things I've had to like kind of realign myself with because like the last few weeks have been so hard. And I'm hoping that this episode will make you guys feel like life is worth living. And even if you maybe aren't feeling like super sad or like hopeless or things like that, I'm hoping that you're able to like take some of these things and just put them into your life to make your life a little bit brighter and better. Or if you like don't want to take any of the things that I say, that's totally okay too. I want this space to be a space that feels just like friends hanging out and like chatting. So don't ever feel like this is supposed to be like a you need to be better, like you're not good enough as you are like type of podcast. Like I literally do not want it to be that. I want it to be a place where I just can like share how I'm learning and growing, and like maybe it resonates and maybe it doesn't, but either way, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Before we get into the episode, I want to give you a quick update just on like life and things. I feel like you guys have enjoyed that in the past. Before I get into the little update, I do want to read one of your reviews because I've been enjoying reading you guys' reviews. So it looks like one of you guys left a review. I think it was like a couple weeks ago and I didn't end up reading it on the last episode. I don't really remember why. I think I just read it like myself maybe and I just didn't like share it, but the message you guys said was, love listening to your podcast, started following you on YouTube, then Instagram, and now your podcast. Your positivity and energy is contagious. Looking forward to your episodes each Friday. It's like chatting with a long distance friend. And that was from Jazz Nola 2018. I actually don't know. Maybe I did read that already. And then that was on October 28th. So that was pretty recent. I don't think I read that one. I don't think I read that one because the last episode that I did was, well, actually maybe I did. I really don't know. It honestly doesn't matter. I was telling Brady the other day that I will deliberate over the most random things that literally do not matter. Like just things like that where it's like, did I read this? Did I not? Well, I already read it. So it's not like I'm stopping myself from reading it again because I already did. Tell me if you guys are like that. Like, I can't be the only one who just will, like, deliberate over the most random things that have, like, no, like, bearing on my life. And another review you guys left on October 25th from Becca Smith said, thank you, Shaughnessy. I've followed you on Instagram for some time, and I've always loved and appreciated your content. I'm so glad I finally took the time to listen to this podcast. You keep it so real, and you're such a genuine soul. As a 21-year-old navigating life and career choices, this was just what I needed. You have made a safe space. Thank you. And that was from Becca Smith. And I don't think that there are any reviews on Spotify as of right now, but I will double check. I do read every single review and they truly just like mean the world to me. So leave a review so that other people can find this podcast, but then also so we can have just like a little way for me to know whether you guys are enjoying the podcast and just like enjoying our hangout sessions. I don't know. I just like love hearing from you guys. So let's get into this episode. We're going to have a little book chat at the end, and I'm excited for some bookish things that we're going to talk about because I just love talking about books. One of the like most, I don't want to say most listened to episodes because there's definitely like higher listened to episodes. Like the ones where I talk about like things I've learned in my 20s, I feel like those are the ones you guys listen to the most. But one that's getting up there is the episode where I had like a bookish episode. It was just like all about books. So let me know if you guys want maybe an episode once a month that's just like all about books where I talk about books and like just the books I'm reading, my thoughts on different authors, like all kinds of things like that. Just let me know because I don't want to like make a bookish episode every month if you guys aren't interested. But if you are, I just think it would be fun to like just, I don't know, geek out over books together. So yeah, for this episode, we're going to be talking about The Secret to Loving Life Again. And I'd say the first thing that is really helpful to learning to love your life again is to actually slow down and notice And that's just notice anything, like not even one thing in particular. And I'm thinking back to when I was just like super miserable, and like my like saddest or hardest time in life was probably in college. And it wasn't even because my life was harder than it is now. Like, as you guys know, my dad passed away last week, and 2 years ago I went through like a really hard family thing, and it just like broke every single one of us. And I've went through my own like personal things that I've had to work through and grow through and cry through. And so I don't think like college was even like my hardest time in my life, just like in general, but I think for me it was the hardest time because I didn't really have tools to like know how to get through that kind of stuff or cope through those things. So again, these are all like tools that I think have helped me to learn to love life again whenever I was in like a really sad era. And slowing down and like noticing life is super important because life goes by so fast. Like I feel like I will literally wake up, work, go back to sleep, wake up, work, go back to sleep, shower, you know, wake up, eat, go back to work, sleep, just like over and over and over again. I don't know if you guys have seen that TikTok where it's like this girl who is like, you could just hear like traffic in the background, like people talking and stuff. And she's just kind of like going through the motions. And then her partner's like, "You coming to bed, honey?" And it's just like over and over again. And I feel like we can get into that same cycle of just like going through the motions of life and not actually living life, which I think is just so easy to do because I don't know, we just spend so much of our life just working and not actually like doing the things we want to do. And we spend a lot of our time, I think, looking forward to things in the future because like we're working so much towards those things. So slow down and notice as you're driving to work, the music that you're playing, or if you roll down your windows, notice like the wind and how it sounds. Or if you're at work, notice like the conversations around you. Or if you're on a walk on your lunch break, notice like the birds chirping, notice the leaves crunching under your feet in the, you know, park that you're in. If you take a walk with your dog after work, I don't know, just like notice the things, like everything. And I feel like when you start to notice, it makes things like less monotonous and less like just a daily, like, it makes life a lot less like routine, if that makes sense. Like, it's just, if you notice the leaves crunching under your feet today when you're getting in your car to go to work, and then tomorrow you notice the sun shining on your face as you're getting in your car to go to work, like, it's obviously a different day and you're doing the exact same thing. But I think those like little things just make a difference. Like, maybe you're a nurse and you work, you know, in a really hectic, wild environment and it's stressful all the time. But notice like that small thing that just like makes you smile. And like, I mean, it's probably stressful. I'm sure that it is, especially, you know, in a really hectic job, like teachers, or I don't know, I'm just thinking of jobs where there's like a lot of stimulation and it might feel overstimulating in times, or just like being a stay-at-home mom. All of those things obviously are hectic and wild and crazy and can be so fast-paced that you just go through the day without even taking a breath. But I'm reminding you to take that breath, slow down and notice the things that make you smile, or the things that maybe 10 years ago when you were like hoping that you were in the job that you're in now or the place that you're in life, maybe notice the things that old you would have been excited to see, because it can be easy once we're in the place that we dream to get to like forget to be grateful or even like notice the stuff that's happening that we are actually like getting to experience. Like, I think for myself, like obviously I'm an influencer and I absolutely love my job, love it so much. And it's easy for me. Like, I have, it's like, what is it, 4:47 at night, and this episode's going up tomorrow, and we have like the visitation tomorrow and we have the funeral on Saturday. And I have this super long list of things I need to do. I have to edit concepts for different brands. I have to read over this 11-page contract and sign it. I have to edit through some like video things that I need to do. I have to film like 3 different videos, and all of this has to be done like between tonight, tomorrow, and then there's even like more stuff that I have to do that I don't think I'm going to get to on Friday, but it has to be done before Monday. And my first thought is like, I don't have time to do this. Like, there's so much going on. But I feel like when I pull myself back and just like notice things, it's like, hey, you are getting to like read a contract because you're working with someone that you are really excited to work with. Or hey, you're editing this video that you made, but like look at the joy in your face as you're talking about that thing that you love. Or, you know, just small things like that. And so maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and, you know, you're with your kids all day and maybe you're like wiping up, you know, like food off the table or whatever, and like people are crying or screaming or throwing things or whatever, but like it's easy for us to not like notice where we're at, you know? Like I feel like 10 years ago maybe you would have been excited for the mess and the crazy and the wild and the, you know, excitement of it all. And now when we're in it, it can be obviously like frustrating and not like what we really expected it to be. But I think when we slow down and notice, it gives us a very different perspective. And so I really encourage you to do that, not even just in your job, just in life in general. But I think in our job, it's really important because our jobs like take so much of our time. And so if we can like hone in on that, I feel like it'll be easier for us to slow down and notice in other areas of our life too. And the next way, the next secret to loving life again is to change something in your routine. Now, I'm a big routine girl. Like I am literally like down to the nose. I work out Tuesday through Friday at 9 a.m. every day. I like, you know, work in the morning and I end the work day at 5 and I get up at 5 a.m. so that I can read before I start work. And it's just like this long, long list of like everything that I do every single day. And I try to stick to it because I know it's good like for my mental health. But I also think you can get in this cycle of just like the same thing over and over again. And I think when we go on vacation, one of the best things I think that we love is coming home with new stories to tell or new memories that we have like in our mind that we can just like hold on to forever. And I think when we start creating those memories for ourselves without like having to go on vacation, that's when we can like start loving our life or feeling like it's exciting again. Like this summer, I made this goal where I would do something every single night for like a week. And then throughout the summer, I tried to do like something different, like at least once a week. And that sounds like it's not a lot, but like trying to do different things takes work. So it's easy for us on a Friday night or, you know, just really any night to be like, you know what, I'll just like stay in and like read or watch a movie, which those things are super fun. And I'm not like, don't get me wrong, I love a cozy night in after a long shower with some jazz, like my pajamas. Absolutely love those. And I think those nights are needed. But for us to get the serotonin that you get from like a new fun memory and like that change in routine, I think it's important to add it in sometime. And so over the summer, I like made this goal where throughout the week, I was going to do something different. And it was incredible. Like I still vividly remember that week. Like one night, Brady and I, we went downtown to this free like concert. And a lot of the people who go to the concert are usually like older because it's like folk music or like jazz music. But we were just like being silly, laying on a blanket. Like we just brought some stuff in a picnic basket. And it was like one of the most fun nights ever. We got ice cream after. And then the next day, I went to, where did I go? I went to a lake and I went to the lake at sunset with some friends and we all swam in the lake. Never swam in this lake ever before. Well, I've been in the lake before to like go boating and stuff, but this specific spot where you could like walk in, I'd never swam. So we just made so many memories and literally the whole week was like that, just trying new things. And I still vividly remember that. So change something in your routine, even if it's as small as like getting a picnic blanket and, you know, getting, I don't know, a picnic basket and taking your lunch outside while it's still like fairly warm and like sitting on like your blanket on top of the leaves, or I don't know, just as small as like standing up while you're doing your work versus like sitting down and having like a standing desk, or listening to an audiobook while you're driving, or just something different to shake things up a bit. And another secret to loving life again is to make friends with your body. And this is a hard one because I feel like as just humans, we are like told time and time again that we are not enough. And that's just in any aspect. Like we're not smart enough, we're not pretty enough, our body's not good enough, we're not X, Y, and Z. And I think one of the things that is so like ingrained in so many of us is that our body is not good enough. And that kind of reminds me of like when I watch Mean Girls and I think I've used this reference before, but like Caddy, she like didn't know what to say about herself, like what negative thing to say about herself when all of her and her friends were looking in the mirror and like they were all saying bad things about themselves. They were like, oh, I hate my hips. I hate this. I hate that. And they look at her expecting her to say something negative, but she didn't grow up saying negative things about herself because she grew up like literally not in the United States. And so she's like, oh, my breath stinks in the morning. And they're like, huh? Like, no, you're supposed to say something negative about your body. That's just like how like things are. And I feel like we get so like used to putting ourselves down and so used to just like not feeling like we're good enough that it really like affects so many other parts of our life and can make us feel like life isn't worth living. If you guys want a whole episode on like how to love your body or just like how to maybe have a healthy relationship with social media, because I think that sometimes can play a part into our body and how we view it, let me know, because I have like all of these thoughts about that and like how I've like grown in that area. I actually used to really struggle with disordered eating like for a very long time, all throughout college, all throughout high school. It was definitely a lot worse in high school, but high school, part of middle school, and part of college, literally, I just was like in such an unhealthy relationship with food and my body. And now I'm in such a better place, but it's taken me a long time to get there. So if you guys want to see or hear an episode like that, let me know. And another secret to loving life again is to be your own best friend. And I talk about this more than probably anything on this podcast, just like going on solo dates, because when you go on solo dates, you take the pressure off of people around you to bring joy into your life, and you take the pressure off of your expectations of them and like what they should or shouldn't be doing for you. Because when I like never went on solo dates, I was just like so reliant on my friends and like Brady to like hang out with me, because if they didn't hang out with me, I like wasn't doing anything. And so if I hung out with Brady, let's say once a week, and hung out with a friend once a week, that leaves 5 days for me to do pretty much nothing other than like doom scroll or just like watch movies at home. And I think that like that gave me not the best outlook on life, because I just felt like there wasn't any joy in it. And so when I started doing like solo dates, I was like, what the heck? Like, I could go to a museum, I could go to an amusement park. I mean, granted, I haven't done that yet, but I could go to an art gallery. I could go on outdoor picnics. I can do all this stuff by myself and have so much fun. Like, why is it that I haven't been doing this? And like now I have, I don't know, this desire where I actually get so drawn to like solo dates, where sometimes I'm like, okay, I gotta rein it in and like actually do stuff with other people. But it's because I'm filling up my own cup and I'm comfortable like not having to rely on other people for my joy, because I know that that's my responsibility. So it's just made a huge difference in like how I view my relationships with my friends and my partner, but also how like I have taken control of my own life, and it's made me love my life even more. And another secret to loving life again is to learn to receive love. And this one is one I am still learning. And I think because I've grown in so many areas, sometimes I feel like I'm the friend that people go to when they like want advice or they want to like vent or something, but I don't really open myself up to be like the person who does that for or does that with other people, I guess I'd say. Like, I'm not usually calling other people to like vent or share my thoughts or like cry. And I don't really know why that is. I mean, maybe part of it is because I don't want to be let down. Like, I don't want to open myself up to someone and then not get like the response that I'm expecting, because we're all human. So like, you know, everyone isn't going to agree with like the choices that you make. They're maybe not going to be the most empathetic always. Like, I don't know, but I definitely need to give my friends and family like more credit. And I think this is something that's so connected with this week, because this week I have been just blown away by how many like of my friends and family have shown up for me in the most like beautiful ways. Like, seeing my dad pass last week was so hard, and he was on hospice for like 3 weeks before that, and I didn't tell anyone. And I think a large part of why I didn't tell anyone was literally because I was afraid that if I opened up to tell other people about what was happening in my life, that my friends and family wouldn't show up for me. Like, I thought that if I told them like, hey, this is happening, it's really hard, that it was just gonna like be silence and people were gonna go ghost and like, you know, I wouldn't have someone who would be there for me. And I don't know why I thought that, because I have such incredible like people in my life. But I think as I have like learned this week and last week, like one thing I have to definitely work on is like my ability to receive love. And I've literally gotten friends who have left flowers, who've left voice notes, who've called, who've texted, who've just given like homemade meals and sent things that I never would have guessed that they would send, just so that they would know that I was loved and not alone. And that has just like been the most beautiful thing. But I don't think I would have been able to receive that if I hadn't opened up like my mouth and told people like that life was hard and life has been hard. And I wish I had done that like literally 3 weeks ago. And I honestly wish I could go back and tell myself like, hey, you should just like lean on the people that care about you. So I'm reminding you, learn to receive love. Whatever you're going through, you do not deserve to go through it alone. If you're going through something hard, like you have a community around you for a reason, I promise you they will be there for you to lean on. So that's another secret that will make life so much easier, definitely a lot less hard and a lot more like enjoyable. And another secret to loving life again is to cherish the mundane. And this is a big one, because this kind of goes back to like how I was saying that we do the same thing like over and over and over again. If we're doing the same thing over and over again, getting up, showering, going to sleep, you know, going to work, just like over and over, nothing's new except for maybe weekends or whatever, like you have to learn how to find joy in those mundane things. So making that small thing a little bit more special is so crucial. So like think of yourself as a main character in a movie. When a main character in a movie is like going to work, what happens? Like just think about like the most cheesy romantic like romance movie you've ever thought of. Like when a girl's going to work, what usually happens? The sun shining on her face, birds are chirping, you know, people are probably saying hello, hello, and she might be like skipping or twirling or whatever. Like I know you're envisioning it now, okay? So think about that character. What does that character do in her day? Like maybe she goes over and grabs like a little baguette for lunch, or maybe she reads outside, or maybe she just like, I don't know, gazes out the window and watches the cars drive by. I don't know what this girl does, but we need to like embody that person and like become that person, because we are the main characters of our own lives. And I think sometimes we let life just like pass us by. But when we start looking at the mundane as something that's not small, but something that's big, like last night, or not last night, it was a couple nights ago, actually, but I say last night for everything, I swear. Bane, my dog, and I, we went outside and watched the sunset. And while we were watching the sunset, I was laying on a blanket, I was reading, the sun was on my face, and it just felt so nice. But as I was doing that, I was like, this is magical. Like, this is just, it feels so good. So I put my book down and I just like nuzzled my face into his neck. And I just, no music was even on, but I swear if I had been playing music, it would have felt like a movie. And it wasn't even that anything was different, because I do watch the sunset a lot. But I think the thing that made it different was me cherishing that moment and just like really focusing on how like special it is. Like it's so special that I get to sit by the water with my dog, and like that my dog that I've had for 9 years, that I've had since I was like he was a little puppy, like 10 weeks old, that I get to like hug him as an adult dog, and I get to like read a book in a new genre that I'm like really loving, and like lay on a soft blanket in like middle of autumn where it's not cold yet and it's not hot yet, and it's like the perfect weather, and I can hear like the wind rustling, and I can hear like the leaves falling off the trees. And that moment was just so special, literally because I made it special. So I want to encourage you just to cherish the mundane, because I think it makes all the difference. Another secret to loving life again is to spend time in nature. And I think I've said this, I don't know, a million and one times, but get outside every single day. I don't care what you have to do. Touch grass, like just breathe in fresh air. be outside, even if it's only for like 4 or 5 minutes. And I'm telling this to myself because now that it's getting darker earlier, I definitely am not outside as much as I want to be. And so I have to make a conscious effort to, like, on my lunch break, go outside and like take a 5 minute walk, or in the morning, like, you know, before I start work, like do something outside, even if it's for like 10 or 5 minutes. But being in nature is like very healing. And even if you can't get outside before the sun goes down, when you go home, go outside, get your Kindle, because it's like, you know, has obviously light on it, and go read outside. Just like get outside for a hot second, even if it's just for 10 minutes. If it's like outside, it's gonna like make all the difference. And another secret to loving life again is to do something fun each day. And this makes a big difference in your life because it makes you excited for like the next thing that's coming. Like when I was saying that I planned a whole week of like fun things to do, I really like made a point to like, I don't know, plan out these like cool things. And like, they were pretty much all free things that I was doing during the week. Like we went to that free concert and then we went and swam in the lake. But it just made me excited for the next day because I was like, there's so many possibilities. Like every single day I'm going to be doing something fun. And it was literally right after work. So I would go and we would be gone only for like an hour and a half. So like I would be home by like 7 o'clock and I would be home for dinner and it would be perfect. So even if you have to do something like that, where maybe right after work you go bowling or you go like run around your park or you go and like listen to a free concert or listen to carolers at Christmas time or drive around and look at Christmas lights or something that is just gonna like bring you joy, go and do that and do it each day because you're gonna be like so reminded that there's a lot of beauty in the world and like it's just all around you. And the last thing that's the secret to loving life again is to choose happiness. And I have been reminding myself this so much this week because life has been very, very, very hard. And I think the hardness of life can overwhelm you so much that it feels like it's never gonna like get back to normal again and you're never gonna not feel that way. But I think when you choose happiness daily, it makes all the difference because like you're in control of like, I don't know how your life goes, you know, like if I'm not relying on other people to bring happiness into my life and I'm just telling myself like it's up to me, then even though I'm going through hard things this week, like what am I going to do to make sure that I'm like having some kind of joy this week? Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read. I'm going to do a puzzle. I'm going to pull out a Nancy Drew computer game. I've been really trying to get into cozy games lately, okay? And I'm going to touch grass. I'm going to freaking go to the park, even if it's pitch black outside, because literally I'm looking outside right now and it's actually pitch black and I have not been outside in nature yet today. But I'm going outside because I know it makes a huge difference. Like all these small things make a big difference. I'm going to stick to my routine. I'm going to work out 4 days a week, even when I don't feel like it, even when I'm dragging myself there, because I know that those things are going to bring me joy. They're going to make me feel a little bit better about life and it's going to help me choose happiness. So yeah, that is all for the episode, but let's get into the little book chat because guys, I'm so excited to share that I freaking read Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. Like, who am I? I cannot even believe that I have read a fantasy. The only fantasy I've ever read was Twilight, and I just was shook that I liked fantasy. And so I immediately went out and bought Iron Flame, which is the second book in the series. And now I've read only two fantasies, Twilight, which honestly, I don't even know if that really counts, and Fourth Wing. But I am also reading Shatter Me, which is a huge series. And so many of you guys have said is really good. So I'm really excited to like let you guys know if maybe I'm not just going to be a romance and thriller girly, maybe I'm going to be a fantasy girly. Like you just don't never know. So let's get into the little question section. If you guys want a whole bookish episode, let me know. I'd love to bring that to you guys because I know you guys love books as much as I do. Now let's get into the little Q&A segment because I know you guys love this so much. And I left the little question box over on Instagram, Love Me Most Pod Instagram stories on Monday. And I'm going to do the same thing next week. I'll leave it on Monday so you guys can leave all your questions there. And I will answer every single question. Like I kid you not, every single question, unless you guys sent like 1,000 questions, which has literally never happened. I think the most anyone's like ever sent is like 10 questions. So I will answer every single question. So Drop in all your questions. I think you guys left like 4 questions this week, which these are actually really fun ones. You can also leave multiple questions because I just want to chat here, okay? Like, I just want us to hang out. Don't feel like nervous to like answer questions. Like, sometimes you guys will DM me questions and that's like totally okay too if they don't fit in the question box, but don't feel nervous to like ask anything. Like, we're just all hanging out. I'm not sharing anyone's names. Like, we're just chilling, okay? But the first question you guys asked was, what is your current favorite book genre? I think my favorite genre is and always will be romance. I've just been a huge romance girly my whole life. I am a hopeless romantic, and romance books just like put me in the best mood. So I think going forward, like, maybe I'm going to be a fantasy girl where I'll add that in. And I also do read thrillers and I add those in, but those will always be like second best to me. Romance will literally always be first. And I will say that with romance, like, sometimes the plots can get a little repetitive. So I try to switch up the trope. Like, I don't usually read like a friends to lovers story, like back to back to back. I might read like a friends to lovers story, and then I'll read like a second chance trope, and then I'll read like an enemies to lovers trope. So I try to switch up the tropes. And then if I get like, I don't know, 3 or 4 romance books deep in a row, I might like read a thriller, or like now, maybe I'll read a fantasy, just to kind of mix it up a bit, because like, I don't know, romance is just so fun. It puts me in a really, really good mood. I also try to mix up between like happy, fluffy, easy romances and romances that are like heavy and like make you cry, because I feel like they're a good balance. I do read like fiction sometimes too, but not too much, just because sometimes I get a little bored with that. Like, it just has to be the right like book of fiction or fiction, work of fiction. Yeah. And another question you guys asked is, what is my favorite movie? And it definitely is A Walk to Remember. I have absolutely loved that movie since I was a kid. It makes me cry every single time I watch it. And again, a hopeless romantic here. I just will always love a good love story. Another question you guys asked was, what are tips for starting a BookTube account? That's a good question, because I just started sharing like about books specifically on YouTube a year ago. And it has been like so, so fun, because I didn't even know like the bookish community really even existed. Like, I was literally reading books without a Goodreads, just like, you know, reading books, loving them, not really talking about them with anybody, just reading them to read, because like books are obviously fun. And I've been a huge reader since I was a kid. And then whenever I started like sharing on YouTube, like I was just like sharing vlogs and I started talking about books, like people were talking back. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, I like this. And then I just like started sharing bookish content. So I will say that the best thing with like just any kind of creation online, and this is something that I've learned with like this being my job, because now I like share about books and positivity and like joy and just like how I'm growing and healing and all those things. But the biggest thing with like starting anything or sharing anything is to be consistent. So whatever consistent looks like for you, maybe you're sharing twice a week, maybe you're sharing 3 times a week, maybe you're sharing once a week, make sure that you're consistently showing up for your community. Like, you guys know, like, you will forever have a podcast episode on Friday at 5 a.m. That is just like the way things go. Like, unless I have like a limb chopped off or something, like we're going to be here. We're going to be hanging out. And I have like created this space and helped you guys feel so like confident that episodes are going to be here, that you show up on Friday because you're like, okay, I'm ready for a new episode. And that's how like anyone should feel if you're like creating any type of content, whether it's like about books or knitting or like whatever. I feel like a lot of the time people will share things when they're really inspired to share them, which is super fun. But if you want to build a community that like relies on you and comes to you to like listen, listen to your thoughts about certain things, I feel like showing up for them consistently in whatever way that looks like for you is really important, so they know like when to show up. So yeah, you guys can find me on YouTube 3 days a week on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 6 a.m. You guys can find me here at 5 a.m. on the podcast. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram every single day and on stories like multiple times a day. So there's just lots of ways that I show up for my community, but I make sure that I show up for them, which is why you guys also show up for me. So if you're trying to start a BookTube account or just like any account in general about something you want to share online, be consistent. And I feel like your community will show up for you the more you show up for them. The last question you asked was, have you ever thought of starting a reading journal? And I don't think I will. And it's mostly just because I think that if I start a reading journal, it'll start to feel like homework. Like, I very, very rarely annotate for that reason. I actually went to college and was an English major, and I feel like sometimes the bookish community things can feel so like, I don't know, so similar to like when I was an English major. I'm like, oh, this is getting very homeworky, and I just don't want any part of reading to feel like not fun. And so I'm just gonna like keep doing what I'm doing, but maybe one day I'll like change my mind and want to start a book journal. But literally right now, I just put my reviews on Goodreads, and I just put like the list of books I read in my notes app, and that's like good enough for me. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I love you most, more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I do love you a lot, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.